This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick, in for Antonio Gonzalez. The appointment of Valerie Davidson to fill Alaska Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott's seat makes her the first Alaska Native woman to hold statewide executive office. Malott, who is Tlingit, stepped down Tuesday after admitting to making inappropriate comments to an unidentified woman. Davidson is Yupik and grew up in Bethel. Before this week, she was the Alaska Health and Social Services Commissioner. She says she's grateful to Governor Bill Walker for bringing her into the administration early on.
None of us really anticipated this, and the circumstances were really, really unfortunate. I really appreciate Governor Walker naming me in the succession plan earlier this year in April in the confirmation by the legislature. And, you know, I think it's good for Alaska Native women, and it's good for women everywhere, really, to see someone in this position, because women in our state need to know that we matter.
Davidson takes the seat just 3 weeks before the November election. Walker is seeking re-election as an independent. Malott's resignation comes too late to take his name off the ballot or Walker's campaign literature. Walker's staff says if he is re-elected, he will appoint Davidson to the lieutenant governor's position. A new art hub is underway in Kyle, South Dakota. The Oglala Lakota Art Space is the first art center on the Pine Ridge Reservation. The art space will host a variety of classes, from film to painting, and give local artists a place to be inspired together. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's China Lockett has more.
The Oglala Lakota Art Space is part of a national undertaking. There are more than 50 art space buildings nationwide that cater to the needs of the communities they're based in. The program in Kyle is the first in South Dakota. The First Peoples Fund and Lakota Fund are assisting with the plans. Wade Patton is an artist and 2016 fellow at the First Peoples Fund. He grew up on Pine Ridge.
I think it'll help those artists that are doing, you know, the art at their kitchen tables to sustain themselves from their art. I mean, they are doing their art, which is great, you know, as a means of surviving. But I just think they can take it to the next level with this art space in Kyle.
Patton hopes the art space will help provide local artists with encouragement to further their ideas and make a profit. Sherry Solway Black is the chairperson of the First Peoples Fund and on the board of directors. She says the space will focus on business education and includes a new credit union location to service locals.
It is like a dream come true, in essence, to really have a space for artists in this community. And it really demonstrates what can be done by any community, any of the reservations, other rural communities, to have something that recognizes artists, culture bearers, and a place for them to be.
Black says the new art space adds to the creative economy on Pine Ridge. The Kyo location is expected to open in the summer of 2019. For National Native News, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City, South Dakota.
In Washington state, Native families displaced by the construction of dams on the Columbia River could see creation of a new tribal village. The Yakima Herald reports the U.S. Senate last week approved a bill directing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to acquire land along the river and create a village plan. The bill is waiting for President Trump's signature. Many families from four tribes, the Yakima, Nez Perce, Umatilla, and Warm Springs, got payments to leave the river when the dams were built, but not all of them. Last year, the Army Corps said it would spend $1.5 million to plan the new village. The Office of Management and Budget said the Corps lacked the authority to build housing. This new bill clears the way for the Corps to move ahead. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support provided by BNSF Railway. BNSF is proud to be a gold-level memorial donor for the creation of the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. More at americanindian.si.edu.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.